This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Often Neverland Travel. If you're booking a trip to Walt Disney World, you want to make sure you use them. If you're coming with us to De Las Puertas Festival, they still got some great tickets available and packages available for that awesome rate. But beyond that, you may have heard last week Kyle was on the show talking about becoming a magic maker, being part of that. They had great feedback. So many of you guys reached out and look, they're looking for more people. They assume that a lot of you guys listening aren't just Disney fans, you're Disney experts and could really become a new agent, be part of their Magic Maker family. Remember, you get to own your own business. They're looking for people with a lot of travel experience, people that love Walt Disney World, love research, people that are organized, dedicated, self-driven, professional, and looking for a career, not a hobby.
So basically, they're looking for WDW Today listeners.
Yeah, there's like 20,000 of you listening right now, and I'd say like 18,000 of you could probably become magic makers. And that's what I don't know if they're employing 18,000. I think, feel like that's a high number, but when there's only a few hundred magic makers, but reach out, you know, let them know. We've heard a lot of people that said, you know, I've been thinking about this for years. Those are the people that I think you guys should take a look. I would do it because I am that guy in the office that people come to. We were talking about this episode earlier today at lunch and someone said, oh, here's an idea for your show. Here's a concept. Here's something we do. And here's a question. They ask a question. So I bet you can become a magic maker too. Reach out to them. Go to neverland.com. Click the Our Story tab and click Become a Magic Maker. And that's a great way to start the conversation or book your travel. www.gotoneverland.com. What he said. And now, on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios. Featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, May the 11th, and this is episode 1511. Funny how that works.
May the 11th be with you.
Of WDW Today, I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And today, we're doing a topic that Terry brought up yesterday, and as he opens his freshly cooled bottle of water.
My Dasani water.
Come on, man. You can't do free plugs.
The official water of Walt Disney World, I believe.
For now, right?
That's going to, that with the water increases that apparently social media is talking about.
Extra 6 cents.
6 or 6 cents.
People not realize how
it's not worth, Will.
Economics
it's,
work,
it's
man.
It's not worth it, man.
It's not necessarily Disney, man.
No, maybe it's Coke. Maybe it's Coke saying we're upping a little bit of our money because I know we renegotiate deals.
What do you want, like a crappy Pepsi product?
It's okay. Maybe it is Disney. Who knows? Well, we're talking something different today. We're heading towards the summer months. Someone pull up the weather. How hot is it today as we're recording this?
Today, there? It's 32 degrees.
It's 32 degrees Celsius.
Fahrenheit.
So it's blazing hot.
We're dying.
We can't even open a window.
Could someone open up a window? No! Too many flies.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one?
No. What's that from?
It's is it 1776?
I don't know. I know.
It's a musical, 1776.
43rd Street.
You don't know 1776?
Is it John Belushi? Wasn't he in that? 1946. I don't know.
Moving on.
It is 86 and sunny, according to the Weather Channel at Walt Disney
World.
What's
the high?
What is the high? High of 87.
High of 87. So we're only into the first couple weeks of May, and we're getting close to 90.
What's that relative humidity, though?
36% currently.
It's not that bad. When I was back there in March, it was well into the 90s, and as you know, it gets very hot in Orlando, and it's very hot to walk around Walt Disney World. And trust me, if you're not prepared, things can go haywire, whether it's your kids, people with heat issues, people in general who don't like it hot. Are you feeling?
Hot, hot, hot.
He's feeling.
Hot, 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 hot.
She's feeling.
Hot, hot, hot.
We're feeling.
Hot,
hot,
hot.
Buster Point Dexter. Okay, so we are talking today about how to keep cool in Walt Disney World. And there's a lot of ways you can do that. There's a lot of ways you can beat the heat, as the weathermen say. I think we have some tips. Okay, I put this out on social media, and the amount of tips I got from people, we're going to go through a rapid-fire way at the end of all the little tips and nods that we got from people on our Facebook groups, our Facebook pages, our Twitter accounts.
Which, you know what that tells me?
What?
What's it tell
Everyone is struggling with the heat.
Everybody has their own secret sauce, if you will, on how to get rid of the heat. But a lot of us share the same opinion.
I normally pour a secret sauce over my head, and it's a glaze that coats me.
And so I never
called ice water.
I don't get hot.
Will Dolph Ziggler's it before every
I get
since this was Terry's first he sent us a text that let's do this as a topic. Terry, why don't you lead us off? Give us some of your tips to beat the heat.
I even prepared for this show.
So did I.
You can even hear the show notes.
Look, you can hear my phone.
Oh yeah, I went old school. My wife had the an old Steno notebook, and I was like, oh, we're going to use this like it's 1987 today.
Mm, very good.
So the first suggestion always is to go with an ice cold beverage. And here at WDW Today, we would always suggest hashtag
Adult Whip.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
I don't do the hashtags.
I know.
I'm a grown man.
You don't.
Someone suggested that, though. Someone asked if we had used a Adult Whip to ever cool down. I've never actually had an Adult Whip, so we just started a thing. Sold two more shirts this week.
Oh, yeah. People still buying the shirts.
Yeah, they are available on adultwhip.com.
Adultwhip.com.
Okay, go ahead, Terry.
I do have a question. Is this only within park, or is this just in the resort?
In the resort, or you know what? I'm even going to have suggestions that are in the Orlando area. God
or
forbid.
Just in any heat, a hot place.
Yeah.
The desert.
Dubai. I was in Dubai. Dubai was lit.
Dubai was lit.
Rocco.
I don't even know what's happening today, folks.
I was rolling around in my camel. See, Terry knows how to hashtag, but he doesn't watch the viral videos.
I know. This one was even on my internet.
I know. Which Dubai is was lit. Yo.
Dubai was lit.
Continue.
I missed that video, apparently. It's on Will's internet, not mine, apparently.
It's on my internet.
I'm gonna go with your suggestion that you made last time you were there, and okay. If you have kids, go to the old Crayola experience.
Okay, totally going away. Like, if you decide not to go to Walt Disney
World. If it's hot and you want to, sometimes the best advice. The best advice is when it's hot to plan your day in pieces.
Yeah.
To know that in the morning you can go get up early, do rope drop, take the afternoon off, get out of the parks for the afternoon, and there's all kinds of things you can go do in the middle of the afternoon.
And yeah. I mean, I end up being an annual pass member of the Crayola experience. And Riker all the time says, can we go back to Crayon World? He says that, I'd say, a few times a week. And we don't even live in the area. He loved it. So that's a really good tip and something that we utilized on one of those days when it was like 95 degrees.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's one of the big things you can do is just know that it's when it's going to be hot, you know that it's going to be hot, and you sort of plan your days, and you take advantage of, if you're staying on resort property, take advantage of those extra magic hours.
Yeah.
And go at night. Go after it's, you know.
Yeah, morning and night.
Yeah.
You're pretty good. It's that.
It's that like horrible mid-afternoon.
Where it's going to be 100 degrees, then it's going to pour rain, and then it's going to be somehow worse. Not cool down at all. Somehow get where you're just walking
through. Well, because then the humidity is at over 100%.
Yeah. You can't be over 100%, Will.
So I think when it's toasty out there is a good time to use some park time to go to those attractions that you may not go and experience when it's a cooler day. You know, this is a good time to go to see the Hall of Presidents.
Yep. That's on my list.
It's a good time to go see Finding Nemo the musical. It's a good time to experience those random pavilions that you haven't seen at Epcot in a long time. Go see Ellen, which I don't think I've ever actually...
Gone to Ellen's Energy Adventure?
No, I don't think I've ever made it through the entire attraction without falling asleep. Has anyone actually made it through that ride without sleeping?
I will be honest and say I have not done Ellen's Energy Adventure since it was probably like year two. So, I don't know, that's been like... That was Ellen, pre-Ellen. That was like Ellen show. Ellen. Yeah. So, I mean, that was a long
sitcom
time.
Ellen.
Sitcom Ellen. So, that was a long time ago. So, I haven't
like
seen it.
Pre-Portia de Rossi Ellen.
Pre-everything. Pre-Second Coming of Ellen.
Oh.
Pre-Second...
Invention.
Ellen 2.0.
Before Ellen kind of became more popular with the talk show and all of that, was when Ellen had her sitcom, which I think a lot of people even kind of forget about that era of...
Yeah.
God, and she was a killer stand-up. Those first specials were great. Yeah. Beyond that... You're right. That's a good one. Do you stand in that one? Or you sit on the floor? Something like that?
You sit in like moving church pews.
Oh, that's
much.
Right. It's the one that turns.
Speaking of the Second Coming of Ellen. wow.
What do you guys think is the best park if it's hot?
Best park? I would say Magic Kingdom.
I would dispute that just for one minor detail is the fact that it is It probably has the most indoor AC type rides, but it has the most people. So you're getting all sweaty with
neighbors. Here's what I say. It's probably the smallest park or second smallest park right now. Probably Hollywood Studios is small right now, but
area wise,
it's the shortest walks, and probably I haven't broken this down, but I'm pretty sure the most indoor seated long form entertainment.
Yeah.
You got there.
You got PhilharMagic.
Oh, you got PhilharMagic. You've got Hall of Presidents. You got Tiki Room. You got Country Bears. You got Pirates. And most of those queues are also inside. So really, that to me, Magic Kingdom is kind of, and it doesn't count waiting in lines for stuff like Space Mountain, but the ones are Carousel Progress. I'd say one of my big tips is that spend your afternoon hours at some of those shows that you're going to be, aren't going to kill you. The stand-up shows at Epcot, I would avoid. Because, look, I've been at some of those, whether that's Japan or Canada, where you're watching a video. You can take that yawn in, have a deep breath.
Circle vision
shows. I like them a lot. But if it's hot and you're standing and you're miserable, standing, I would say in general, that's the key. Stay away from standing still.
See, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you. Surprise, surprise. Will thinks Epcot's the best park for everything, including a hot day. I think the ability to quickly get into those things that give you a guaranteed 10 minutes plus of watching something that'll take your mind off the heat. Now, I do get the standing part, but you have things you can lean against in some of those. But almost every pavilion has a place that you can get inside out of the heat and entertain yourself in one way or another, whether it's going to get a drink somewhere or just being in watching a video, watching something. I mean, think about the Mexico Pavilion. The fact that the entire pavilion is essentially inside, whether it be Cava, the restaurant, the ride, the store, it's dark in there, it's air conditioned.
I totally agree.
You can get out of the heat and entertain yourself, I think, much easier in Epcot and not just in the World Showcase.
Yeah, definitely Future World, all those pavilions.
Future World's fantastic for that.
I mean, the 4 hours that you're going to wait on a hot day in the Soarin' line, I mean, you're going to be cool then. So.
Yeah, exactly. See, maybe that's and it's my all
mind.
Indoors.
Maybe so that's my mind, is it saying that indoor attractions that you could quickly do and that are kind of attractions that are attraction stuff you're going to want to do anyway. I feel like there's more of that at the Magic Kingdom. Because you're not waiting really. It's like you're waiting 10 minutes for Tiki Room outside.
Most people want to go to the Magic Kingdom for the attractions over Epcot in general. That's just the nature of the beast.
I mean, you got old Small World, which is like 16 minutes of nice, relaxing boat ride.
But then again, you can Donde Está Donald over there in the Mexico Pavilion.
Yeah, that's like what I'm talking about.
That's one thing, though.
But then you get off the ride.
You're going to have Arendelle. Is that how you say it? Arendelle.
Yeah, that's going to be better. Arendelle.
It's going to be freaking Snow Kingdom. I don't know how they're going to pull that crap off.
And the lines are going to be horrendous. So you could.
That line. That crap just,
yeah,
outside.
Your entire day will be,
snowed in.
Yeah.
Snowed in at Epcot.
Yeah. Just like he's in Russia.
Oh, you're right. The Russians are harboring Snowden.
Yeah. That was second Snowden reference. We did that back in the Snowden show.
It's a new pavilion that. It'll be part of the Russian pavilion.
Russian pavilion. You can just be
he's actually
expat,
you can defect.
Hoster, what do you call that? What do you call him? Like, what is he doing? What do they call
defector.
It?
Defector.
He's a defector.
You actually.
VR experience.
This whole time, we have thought that he was in Moscow. He was in the Russian pavilion. He's been in Orlando the entire time.
To reach your point, Epcot, you also have Living with the Land.
Exactly.
Which
my favorite ride.
It can get a little warm, a little toasty in there, but not too bad.
I mean,
sometimes it's greenhouse gas.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Well, yeah. But I agree, greenhouse in general, that type of humidity feeling.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you, of course, can go find Nemo and talk to Crush and see the dolphins. I mean, that's a good thing to do in a.
Yeah, most of that line is all interior. So, yeah, I think those are good options. What I would not suggest is Animal Kingdom at all.
Yeah, because heat and animal feces tends to get a little.
A lot of hills. Yeah. I mean, just to get to an attraction there is like walking a quarter marathon.
So I have another question, since we're getting hot today. What is your favorite Walt Disney World frozen
beverage?
Treat beverage.
Tipsy Ducks in Love.
You know.
At Epcot.
I mean, Mickey Ear.
Yeah, if we're going like refreshment cart deal, I like the ice cream sandwiches. My boy typically goes for the frozen banana type deal.
I do like the frozen banana.
The Mickey bar is like melts in a half a second.
Well, I wanted to bring up, because I didn't actually give what I think is probably the best thing to do on a super hot day. I just said the best park, I think, is Epcot. But I think underrated, if you're a fancy man like me, go to a spa day at Grand Floridian, man.
Good for the kids. Good for the whole fam.
I don't have children, Logan, so I'm going to do spa day, and then I'm going to go, once it cools off in the afternoon, drink around the world.
So, Will, what is your spa treatment of choice?
Like, if you're going full on, you get a...
You're going to get a mani and pedi, or what do you...
Oh, I definitely get the pedicure.
Okay.
I don't like the manicure, but I'll do a pedicure and do a Swedish massage.
Okay.
Do like a...
Say that again?
90-minute Swedish massage. 90-minute.
Get yourself a Swedish massage. obviously, outside of the parks, there's a lot of stuff you could do. Our consistency is, when you're talking just what we should do attraction-wise, a lot of them are long sit-down shows. But like I said, what I would stick away from, parades, any sort of show you have to stand. For some reason, standing will just destroy you way more than walking.
And
really?
Parades?
Outside?
Oh, outside, yeah. But I said you can stand in line.
No, I'm talking about parades, outdoor shows.
I would...
Even sitting outside, just when you're just stationary, it can be... It could ruin your day.
I would say to majorly avoid, which sounds counterintuitive, because in the moment... This is going to be the most refreshing thing in the world. It's not. Don't do a water ride. And don't take your children to downtown Disney and go through the fountains. Because you just get all disgusting. And you're soaked. And it doesn't dry because it's so hot and humid that the water stays on you. And you're miserable. You're soggy. Mildewing.
We got it, Will.
Will is very passionate about the water rides. Like,
now, but Disney you know
Springs,
what I will say you should
good,
do?
Good choice, though.
Go pool hop.
Oh, no. Disney Springs, though, you brought that up, is a good choice because you have Disney Quest. You can go watch a movie.
Sorry,
I
did say
meal.
Downtown Disney because I'm an old schoolman.
It's okay. It's I think some of the buses still say Downtown Disney. So you can go to Disney Quest. You can go to a movie theater. Go watch a nice movie with a meal.
We've done afternoon movie quite a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, especially when we were younger and our parents are like, we're getting out of the heat.
Yeah.
We'd go, I think we went and saw one of the special edition Star Wars back
then. Empire?
Jedi? Not to date us.
Shopping? You can go to Splitsville, do some bowling.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a lot of these things are things you're like, well, I'm on vacation, so you tell me Walt Disney World, I'm going to go watch a movie and bowl. Yeah, I can do that at home. So Disney Quest, still available. There is also... Obviously, the water parks. You don't want to do water rides, but people do the water parks.
Water park is different because you're constantly getting reintroduced into the water.
In my head, I just saw you go, water ride? But I'm like, water park? Good.
Good.
You know? Also, if you have a genuine, or your kid does, have a genuine heat sensitivity issue, I just know this from a friend of ours that went on a trip with us, they will accommodate that as best they can. So if you go talk to guest services, it's not the same as like what was the guest assistance pass, now the DAS pass, or however they say that. They will sometimes give you a pass that will say, I haven't done it since they've switched to the current situation, but before they'll sometimes give you a pass that lets you go in either an alternate entrance or let you go wait in an alternate space. Now that may have changed because of the way they do it now with getting your timestamp, but even like Spaceship Earth, they'd let you go and your family wait in like that lounge area. And inside, wait your 25 minutes, whatever it is, and then go get on the ride. And that did help for this family that was with me that had some kids with heat issues. So that's just a little tip.
And I will follow up with that, Logan, because you said now some of this may have changed. I can guarantee you people are going to let you know if it changed.
They will.
The point is that Disney doesn't want your kid who has heat sensitivity to, one, be actually injured, like have something bad happen.
An issue.
And two, for you to have this memory of Disney completely just being like, sorry, deal with it. There's millions of people
so
here.
Go talk to people. Guests. They will always try to help you. We didn't talk about Hollywood Studios at all, which you'd think is not right. But if you're a Star Wars fan, it's air-conditioned heaven right now.
Well, you can just go hang out in the launch bay for the day.
We got launch bay. You got Path of the Jedi. You got old... You got Star Tours line. If you catch it on most days, you're not in that Ewok line. You know, those are some pretty big things you can enjoy and spend a half day at. Other than that, Muppet Vision, One Man's Dream, that's kind of it for Hollywood studios. But I'd say in general, it's that just be careful. Keep hydrated. Any tips to keep yourself cool? Someone brought up the fans.
Yeah, the fan. And that was actually something I would have brought up just in general, just a pro tip. It looks kind of nerdy and stupid, touristy, but the spray bottle with the fan attached is a lifesaver. And to follow up on that, our friend Cece, will give her credit for this tip.
Cece!
She said that what they will do is they'll go to the ice bins that they keep the sodas in, essentially. So, you know, when you walk up to a cart and they've got all the Coca-Colas stuck in the ice, that they will fill up from the, I guess, either there's a tap or they'll just dip it in as the hot sun melts it. They let them, because it's not like food is in there.
Right.
So they fill it up with that ice cold water, the fan, and that it's that extra degree of coolness. It's not just spraying yourself with water, which is very enjoyable, but it is ice cold water mist. Nice.
That's a good little tip.
You know, one thing I would think about is when you're planning a summer trip and when you know it's going to be hot, I would suggest to not plan a short trip, because the things we're talking about make it work best when you're, you know, if you go to Orlando, and most people in the summer do take like a week long vacation. Yeah. So if you're in Orlando for a week, you can afford to bug out for a couple hours in the afternoon. Yeah. You're not trying
to your hotel.
You're not trying to spend 18, 20 hour days in the parks.
Yeah. Pool time, go back to the hotel, take a rest, take a nap. That's been something that's been preached on this program for years.
Nap.
Go take a rest, take a nap, sunglasses, umbrellas, hats, the usual things that you would think of. They don't not apply when you're going to Walt Disney World. So just be cognizant of that.
Sunscreen.
Okay, especially. Again, hopefully you know that. You should be wearing sunscreen, but some people don't, I guess. There are people that don't do that.
You've definitely seen people who have the lobster effect walking around the park. They're like, ooh, they didn't think about that yesterday. Yeah. But that,
I'll be honest that I'm a light sunscreen wearer. And I've had sun poisoning when I worked there at Nickelodeon. But when's the last time you went to a water park? Like a Disney water park?
Disney water park, specifically.
Yeah. In the 90s?
Can't tell.
Alani.
90s.
Been to Alani, which kind of counts. I've been to Wet n' Wild.
Doesn't count.
That is not a Disney.
That's a universal property I'm closing down in like a month.
That was the thing also. When I lived in Orlando, Wet n' Wild was much more popular destination for the locals to get. I mean, yes, it's easier to get to. And it was also just had a... It had kind of a rustic edge to it.
Well, it felt like a real water park. It wasn't a Disney water park. It was cheaper, too.
Oh,
so
yeah,
go spend the day in a water park, half naked with some strangers. Cool pool.
Cool hop.
Enjoy yourself. A lot of tips did come in. Do we have any other tips you guys have before we go to some tips?
No. I think that we should
Our listeners are smart. I think they're going to
I think they are. They have
some We've also been going for 25 minutes about ways to cool down, so I feel like...
We've been a success. All right, let's get some. I'm going to rock through some of these. Okay, some of these are going to be very similar to what we already said. Hall of Presidents, of course, that's what one person said. We buy cooling cloth things from the dollar store, the ones that activate when you get them wet. They work really, really well, and they don't soak your clothes like a wet washcloth will.
We did. We had those when we were in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And they worked fantastically.
They do work great.
They are actually a lifesaver.
I've never done it at Walt Disney World. Great. Just set up an umbrella. Wet a washcloth. Now, that goes kind of counterintuitive to what the other person said, but that's a good option. Someone said they borrow the washcloth from their resort for the day, cool it down, and have just something even to wipe your sweat off with. That's not a bad thought.
Take it back, though.
Do an air conditioning tour through any gift shop. That's true, especially at the Magic Kingdom. You could do the entire Main Street USA in a gift shop. We always
exit through the gift shop.
Yeah, we typically do, too. Arrive early, midday break to swim. Stay hydrated. That's good. Go back to the hotel midday. A lot of good ones. Oh, the free water. We even talk about that. Free ice water pretty much at every location. If you want, you don't have to worry about getting bottled water. You can get free water pretty much at any counter service or pretty much everywhere. You can get free water. So that's a really good one. I don't know how that one slipped past us. Dollar store spray bottle. They said go buy a dollar store one because it's going to cost you $20 in the park. That's a good point. Be prepared. Come in early.
Be prepared.
Pace yourself. Take breaks. Even if it's just to sit and watch for a bit. I don't know if I agree with that one, but okay. This person says, Country Bear Jamboree has the coldest air conditioning in the park. Go see the show many, many times.
Is that like one of those you see at the gas station, coldest beer in town? Is that one of those claims to fame?
They're trying to attract people to go see the show.
It's like, can you prove that?
It since 71.
We put it on. All the rest of the park is at 68. We're at 67.
Yep. All right. Cool towel. Plus, if you can schedule meals or shows around the hottest part of day, that helps too. That's right. Take a late lunch or an early dinner. That's not a bad tip. Any others that came through? Let me check on the old Twitterverse to see what we got. And Chicago. Let's see what Chicago has to say. Or we haven't even done Nashville. Which one have we not done? I'm not sure. Here we go. Here's from Nashville's group. That was Chicago before. I borrow a wet washcloth from the hotel and keep it in a Ziploc bag.
I like that they're borrowing.
Uh-huh. Watch the parade at Magic Kingdom Front Frontierland, the shaded side on the building, Liberty Tree side in Pecos Bill, where they get free cups of ice water. I've done that before. That's a good tip if you're going to have to watch the parade. Freeze or partially freeze bottles of water and carry them in a backpack. They will keep the person carrying them a bit cooler. That's true. Ice packs, that kind of thing. Yeah. I don't know if they'll let you wear an ice belt, but that's because...
What exactly is an ice belt?
A belt made of ice packs. You can get them online in places, or you make them yourself. It's actually become a tip that people do if they're walking the red carpet.
Yeah.
In LA, like the Oscars, a lot of those guys are wearing ice packs, ice belts, to keep themselves cool and not sweating for TV. Great Gatorade bottles are great frozen and they don't explode. Smash and they become icies for free. Good comment for your kids.
Free icies.
Yep, free icies. All right, let's see if there's any other last ones from Twitter. And then we'll wrap this up for listener questions with Lynn. We did get a couple in from Twitter. They said, free water, of course, at counter service. Ducking into Hall of Presidents or American Adventure. Frog Talks. What are Frog Talks? A lot of people are talking Frog Talks. Someone Google Frog Talks. And resort breaks at the pool. The trip back to the hotel is also cooling. Buses are empty and cool, same as the monorail. I've been on some hot monorails, I have to tell you.
I've been on some hot buses, too.
Yeah.
If you get on the bus with the broken air conditioning... you are done.
This person said, stay in the hotel pool from June to early September or in the Rock and Roller Coaster. So the Rock and Roller Coaster got a long outdoor line.
Frog Togs are the waterproof, breathable outerwear, the worldwide leader in. So essentially,
A-Rab, Alabama.
Anything like that.
Breathable.
Even if you get like Columbia fishing shirts, okay, things that are lightweight, that have the UV protection on them.
Yeah, let's talk clothes for a second. All right? Get yourself...
jeans and a sweatshirt.
Yeah. Wear shorts, no flip-flops. Don't wear flip-flops. You're going to die.
See, I wear flip-flops.
I'd be miserable for wearing flip-flops. I love flip-flops, but I can't wear flip-flops in the park. My feet just get destroyed. I get blister crazy. What else? They said those lightweight shirts are good.
Yeah, yeah. Any fishing shirt.
Because underwear.
It has twofold purpose. It typically is UV protectant, so it's a double layer of sunscreen. Double layer of southern comfort. You can hear me on another podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at the end.
It's lightweight, it's breathable, but it also protects you from the sun a little bit.
Yeah, ladies, you know probably what to wear more than anyone. Swimsuits, bikinis. That's what we encourage.
So let's talk about the
underwear, though. Good underwear.
This is related to underwear. If there's a company that we need to sponsor this podcast, and this is a call to anyone who has connections with the fine folks at Gold Bond for a hot day, let us know.
Gold Bond's good. I reached out.
For a hot day.
Yeah.
Call Gold Bond.
For a chafe.
For a good time. Refreshing.
Is it exciting time?
Make it a centaur time. All right, I think Terry killed that for us. So a lot of cooling towel comments, midday pool breaks. If you sit between mouse ears and the character photo op, you get the air conditioning every time the door opens. Sat there for ages last year. And right, finally, from Michael Viller, has anyone tried to cool off with an adult whip? I think that's a lot of good feedback. Hopefully all of you stay cool out there, folks. Tweet us. Let us know your tips. I want to hear about them. Tweet at WDW Today Podcast. We'll be right back with listener questions. Go ahead, Will.
With Lan.
Lan. It's like how my son would say it.
That's how my aunt's name is Lynn, but
different spelling.
Lan is Lan. How we say it.
Ain't Lan.
Ain't Lan.
So now, listener questions with Uncle Lynn. This is Logan Seculo along with Terry and Will. You guys here still?
Still here.
We had to take a break before we go to listener questions, but we wanted to mix it up a little bit. Tell you a little bit about some of our other podcasts. Both Terry, Will, and I both have our own podcast. Will, why don't you tell everyone about your new podcast?
So for all of you that are Adult Whip fans, this may interest you. We started a new podcast called The Podcast. P PODCASK. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, and all other forms of Google podcast Play. Listening. It's an unimposing podcast about bourbon whiskey. So if you're into the finer things of America's native spirit, take a listen.
It's generally entertaining. I think you guys will like it. Even if you don't care for whiskey or don't really have anything to do with it, you're going to like it because it's Will, another person, being fun, having a good time doing it. How can people get it?
You can go to whiskeypodcask.com, and you can click the links there.
Click the link there. You can get all your information how to get the podcast. Terry.
Yeah, I host a podcast called Making Elephants Fly, and we interview a bunch of entrepreneurs and leaders. I've had Tom Bancroft coming on here soon, Disney Imagineer McNair Wilson.
Lee Cockrell,
former vice president of Walt Disney World. So lots of fun, some Disney folks, and then just people who are leading and doing cool things around the world. We're on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, and we're on Google Play. You can find all of that at terrybieber.com/podcast.
And last, but maybe least, depending on your taste, I do a show called Scare Zone, Halloween Horror Nights podcast. If you're interested in different Orlando travel options, if you're not a Disney purist and you want to know more about, we do at least twice a month look at Halloween Horror Nights events going on 26 years over at Universal. Great people. We just had on Jason Sorrell, who was a Disney Imagineer. You really love his interview. He doesn't necessarily only talk about working at Halloween Horror Nights. He also gets into doing that show they did at the last tour to Endor. He helped build Star Tours 2. Huge influence in Disney, and now back with Universal. It's hosted by me, Chris Ripley, and Scotty Too Hottie. And you can find that at scarezone.com. And now, on with listener questions with Lynn.
It's time for listener questions with Lynn.
All right, it's that time again. It's time for listener questions with Lynn. Lynn, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
That's good.
Terry, can you hear us?
That's true.
I can hear you.
I'll take this one. Juliana Hart says, any truth to the Skipper Canteen menu change? Saw a blip about it in the news yesterday. You know, I like that you're reading the same news I'm reading. The article also mentioned that the heads on shrimp would be moved to Tiffin's. We know Skipper Canteen's menu was a little out there. Is this just now the time when most restaurants do it? They test stuff, see what sells, what doesn't sell, and adjust.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yes. Yep. So, Juliana, yes, the menu's changing, but typically the menus change most of these restaurants a few months after opening.
Terry, you've had those heads on shrimp, right?
I have. They weren't my favorite.
Was it just
scary?
Well,
they were down by a shrimp.
They were really oily, like whatever like sauce or seasoning they used to spice them. They just left this like weird
butter.
No, it was, I don't know. It was some kind of spicy oil, but it sort of just coated your mouth and kind of ruined your taste of everything. Honestly, they weren't my favorite.
Have you had them, Lynn? The head on?
I have not. No, I mean I've had them in other places, not there.
I don't order anything with the head on.
That's just... except for veal. God. Head on veal.
And that's why you can hear me on the new Halloween Horror Nights podcast. Scare Zone, because I order head on veal. It's my menu request.
Well done.
All right, we got a question coming in from Craig Wiseman. Never had an opening when I've tried. What's the best way to get a seat at Victoria and Albert's chef's table?
So my favorite tip, and this is, I do this all the time, put yourself on the waiting list. Yep. They will occasionally call you within 24 hours and say, go. Honestly, God, I once got a 48-hour notice. I was in Greensboro, North Carolina the night I got the call. I woke up early the next morning, drove to Florida for the dinner. On the way, I called 8 other people. We're like, hey, guess what we're doing tonight? We're all going to dinner. And everyone dropped me. You know, everyone canceled whatever they were doing. And we had people there. It was great. I drove down for that. Yeah,
I want your life, Lynn.
I know, right? The other thing you could do is, and I've got calls while I was actually in Walt Disney World with it as well, but always bring a jacket and dress pants. You know, always bring something that you could wear.
I mean, that's my life motto whenever I go anywhere. I always have a jacket and dress pants.
Or you just,
yeah, jacket and dress pants. Everywhere.
Or you're just wearing it always. Your motto is bring some shorts just in case.
Just
it's not fancy.
Just in case I'm not going to the chef's table.
All right. That's a great comment, Craig. So, yeah, definitely that wait list is a good way to go if you aren't able to get a reservation. Are there any tips to getting a reservation or just, you know, try your best? You know?
Yeah, you could try the. you know, the 90 or 120 days in advance, but the wait listing is the next best way to go.
All right, that's great. All right, let's take another comment. Terry, you want to take one?
Aaron Webb wants to know, is there any chance once construction is completed at Animal Kingdom with Avatar Land and Hollywood Studios with Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land, that Disney will allow us to enjoy a construction-free period at the parks?
That's like that's like asking for construction-free period on Birmingham's interstates. Not going to happen.
I'm thinking Christmas Day of 2021. Like that whole week will probably be good, but then after that, I mean, we laugh, but they've got to start on Epcot as soon as they're done with the studios. Right?
No, there's no way. I don't think we'll have. If you're saying all four parks and let's say in Disney Springs construction free, I don't see that happening. It's just not. It's sort of not the method of the madness that is Walt Disney World right now. You know, it's the old, you know, keep moving forward adage, but it's definitely true to the point that for them to keep people coming to the turnstiles, keep coming back, they have to have these big grand plans. So you will see construction. I can't tell you of a time ever. Obviously, I've been to like the Magic Kingdom where there's no construction. I've been to Epcot where there's no construction. I've never been, I don't think, on a vacation in the last decade where there hasn't been some wall up somewhere. You know,
I was getting ready to say that. I was trying to think of the last time that I had been to one of the six North American parks and not seen the Dream Builders walls up. I can't. Has there been a time, Lynn, that maybe I've just missed?
I'm going back in my head. I can't think of anything, and it's just not likely to happen. I mean, we think about by 2020, when was the last major ride built from the ground up at Epcot? It would have been Mission Space 2005?
Yeah.
So 15 years? 15 years? They're going to build something. So.
All right.
So, yeah, sorry. The answer is no. So take your pictures while you can. This is from Betsy, or do you want me to take it?
Yeah, go for it.
This is from Betsy. Betsy Silveresti. These are all people coming in from Facebook. And if you want to get your comments in on Facebook, just find WDW Today and send us a message or comment when we post a nice picture of Lynn and say, you know, ask your questions. This is from Betsy. She said, I just booked free dining. Can I still pocket the required buy the package 2-day park hoppers and use tickets bought from the third party seller for the free dining trip? I don't need or want the park hopper on this trip, but I'll likely want it in the future when I actually want to hop to the studios or Animal Kingdom when their new attractions are open. So I guess the short of that is, can she still do the dining plan using single day tickets, or not single day tickets, but you know, like it seems like a Magic Your Way ticket or a third party non-park hopper ticket, or does she have to use the tickets that are allocated to her for the free dining?
I'm 99% sure she can use any tickets she wants. What I would do just to make sure, though, is try and get those tickets linked to another Magic Band or another account.
Yeah. To use at a later date.
So that way it wouldn't like prioritize them on her Magic Band and take them off?
Yes.
Gotcha. We got one final question from Jeremy. He says, and this is directly to you, Lynn, so we're all going to step back and let you do the work.
Uh-oh.
Lynn, how many total Magic Kingdom Resort rooms is it possible to view wishes from? You may want to include what WDW claims as, quote, park view as part of legit count. I would only count Poly, Grand Flow, and Contemporary. So he's telling you,
stop you here.
He's telling you how to answer the question before you are allowed to answer it.
Now, but, Jeremy, that's a lot of math when you put in a comment that we literally just pulled it up off of our Facebook.
I mean, it's hundreds. It may even be low thousands, but I'm guessing it's high hundreds.
High hundreds. Let's just stick with that. High hundreds. And that actually did come in from Jeremy and Brian, who are both from our, and Jamie, quite a few of these are from our WDW Today Chicago Society. So if you're in Chicago, make sure you send a request to the Chicago Society. This is a great group. Some went to Six Flags the other day together. So be a part of that. We also have one in Nashville, Orlando, and launching more. If you have a city you'd like to launch one in, contact me, and I'll tell you how many listeners we have in that area. And also, that's a great way to interact with other like-minded people, some of our groups.
Hey, Lynn, a follow-up to that. I know, obviously, you're not going to be able to pull that number up, but is that a way you can you filter by, like, fireworks view room in the room finder?
Yeah, theme park.
Great. Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure that was
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
He can count it. When it comes down to it, guys, I just got a comment in from our travel agent. We were talking about free dining, and he said if you want to come to WDW Today weekend and you want that free dining, you won't get the discounts on the room, but you could still get the promotion and the tickets to stuff like De Las Puertas Festival, lots of other ways you could do that. So make sure you still reach out to our friends at Off to Neverland. They will connect with you and get you everything squared away for your free dining vacation. But book now, because as Lynn said, it seems to be going very limited and very fast. So be a part of that. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us today on Listener Questions.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right. I'm sure we'll have you back next week. If not, don't call us. We're going
to
make
you don't have to call me darling, Lynn.
That's great. That's
darling, cool. Lynn, get it?
Darling.
Yeah, darling.
Oh, that's a shirt. Lynn. That's a shirt, Lynn. You don't have to call me darling. Now we got to pay David Allen Coe, which you don't want to do, from what I hear. He lives in a condo in Melbourne.
We may or may not have indirectly paid him.
Yeah, we've met him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a story for another day. All right, that'll do it for today's show. Thank you all for listening, and obviously a special thanks to our best friends and buddies, Off Kilter, and their big CD release party's coming up soon. You can find out all of that, and of course you can come with us and see him at DLP Fest, De Las Puertas. You can find all of that at offkilter.net. And of course, this episode couldn't have happened without our friends at Off to Neverland Travel. Find their website, go to neverland.com if you're booking your next vacation to Walt Disney World, or if you want to become a magic maker yourself. Well, that's going to do it. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And until next time.